This is GPB News. I'm Bradley George. Catastrophic and devastating. That's how Glynn County Emergency Management Director Jay Wiggins describes Hurricane Matthew. His and five other counties on the coast are anxiously waiting for the storm, which could bring winds of over 100 miles an hour and a storm surge as high as 8 feet. I spoke with Wiggins earlier today.
Well, we have a fully activated emergency operations center. We have all our partners, public safety, utilities, all have come together in our emergency operations center. We have a meteorologist from the National Weather Service office out of Jacksonville that is embedded with our emergency operations center here until we complete the event. Tonight, we're already seeing some heavy rain bands, but we're also seeing, we'll see heavy rain bands we expect to see in the neighborhood of 8 to 10 inches of rain. Our biggest fear here is surge. Well, this is a 1 in 500 year event as far as storm surge. This could absolutely be catastrophic and devastating to our barrier islands.
When is the last time Brunswick and Glynn County saw a hurricane of this magnitude?
Well, speaking with the National Weather Service, realistically, the last event like this was the storm of 1898, which, of course, nobody now has a living memory of that. People here we don't have an understanding of what this can do. Like I say, it could be absolutely devastating to our community. We've brought together a great group of partners, state, federal, local, our county government, our city government. We're all working together to mitigate the event and to make sure that we have prepared and done our homework. We trained for this throughout the year. Unfortunately, now we're having to bring all that to the table to have to deal with this event.
I know Savannah announced a curfew this morning. Is there a curfew in effect in Brunswick?
We do. We went ahead and put a curfew in place from midnight till 5 a.m. Each day and through Monday, and we will extend that if we have to. We've begged people to leave. We want to get them out of harm's way. And we hope that people have taken notice of that and taken heed of that. Anybody that has not, we're starting to move into an area of the event that once we start seeing storm speeds, wind speeds of 40 to 50 miles per hour, it becomes unsafe to be on the roadways, and people would have to shelter in place. The thing that really scares me is, you know, as public safety, we want to be there for the public when they need us. But when we start seeing this type of wind speeds, it becomes unsafe for public safety to go out. We could start losing firemen and policemen. So there may be a time during this event that when you call 911, nobody will be able to come to you. That's why we really, really encourage folks to heed that notice and evacuate.
You mentioned the flooding on barrier islands. What's the danger with that of erosion to some of these beaches and some of the sand surfaces on these islands?
We tend to believe that we will see tremendous, tremendous amounts of beach erosion and possibly devastation to our beaches. And there again, that goes back to our economy. We are a tourist area, so it can be very, very difficult for us.
Is there anything resource-wise that you need right now or think you'll need that you've not been able to get so far?
Not really. We have been working very closely with the Georgia Emergency Management Homeland Security Agency and the State Operations Center that's active in Atlanta. We're turning in resource requests to them as we need them. We're also working very closely with Red Cross. We have shelters that are open inland. We do not have any shelters located here in Glynn County. We're a non-sheltering community. FEMA and GEMA both believe that the best thing to do is not to shelter in a community like this, because it sends a message of false security, that there's not a safe place here right now.
That's Jay Wiggins, Emergency Management Director in Glynn County. You can find the latest on Hurricane Matthew at gpbnews.org.